The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. At that time, Jesus went forth with his disciples beyond the torrent of Chedron, where there was a garden into which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, since Jesus had often met there together with his disciples. Judas then, taking the cohort and attendants from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all that was to come upon him, went forth and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Now Judas, who betrayed him, was also standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. So he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way." That the word which he said might be fulfilled, "Of those whom thou hast given me, I have not lost one." Simon Peter, therefore, having a sword, drew it and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. And the servant's name was Malchus. Jesus therefore said to Peter, "Put up thy sword into the scabbard. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" The cohort, therefore, and the tribune, and the attendants of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him. And they brought him to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who had given the counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. But Simon Peter was following Jesus, and so was another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the portress and brought Peter in. The maid who was portress said therefore to Peter, "Art thou also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and attendants were standing at a coal fire and warming themselves, for it was cold. And Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest therefore questioned Jesus concerning his disciples and concerning his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where all the Jews gather. And in secret I have said nothing. Why dost thou question me? Question those who have heard what I spoke to them. Behold, these know what I have said." Now when he had said these things, one of the attendants who was standing by struck Jesus a blow, saying, "Is that the way thou dost answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken ill, bear witness to the evil, but if well, why dost thou strikest me? And Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. But Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They therefore said to him, Art thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter had cut off, said, Did I not see thee in the garden with him? Again, therefore, Peter denied it, and at that moment the cock crowed. They therefore led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium. Now it was early morning, and they themselves did not enter the praetorium that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Pilate therefore went outside to them and said, What accusations do you bring against this man? They said to him in answer, If he were not a criminal, we should not have handed him over to thee. Pilate therefore said to them, Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law. The Jews then said to him, It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death. That was in fulfillment of what Jesus had said, indicating the manner of his death. Pilate therefore again entered into the praetorium, and he summoned Jesus and said to him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Dost thou say this of thyself, or have others told thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thy own people and the chief priests have delivered thee to me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would have fought that I might not be delivered to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, Thou art then a king? Jesus answered, Thou sayest it, I am a king. This is why I was born, and why I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went outside to the Jews again and said to them, I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you wish, therefore, that I release to you the king of the Jews? They all therefore cried out again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Pilate then took Jesus and had him scourged, and the soldiers, plaiting a crown of thorns, put it upon his head, and arrayed him in a purple cloak. And they kept coming to him and saying, Hail, King of the Jews, and striking him. Pilate therefore again went outside and said to them, Behold, I bring him out to you, that you may know that I find no guilt in him. Jesus therefore came forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple cloak. And he said to them, Behold the man. When therefore the chief priests and the attendants saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law he must die, because he has made himself Son of God." Now when Pilate heard this statement, he feared the more. And he went again, and he again went back into the praetorium and said to Jesus, "Where art thou from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "Dost thou not speak to me? Dost thou not know that I have power to crucify thee, and that I have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou wouldst have no power at all over me, were it not given thee from above. Therefore, he who betrayed me to thee has the greater sin." And from then on, Pilate was looking for a way to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou release this man, thou art no friend of Caesar. For everyone who makes himself king sets himself against Caesar." Pilate, therefore, when he heard these words, brought Jesus outside and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called Lithostrostos, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation day for the Passover, about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. And so they took Jesus and led him away. And bearing the cross for himself, he went forth to the place called the Skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha, where they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the center. And Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. And there was written, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews therefore read this inscription, because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and in Latin. The chief priests of the Jews said therefore to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." The soldiers, therefore, when they had crucified him, took his garments and made of them four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven in one piece from the top. They therefore said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but let us cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, 'They divided my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots.'" These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now there were standing by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene, When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now there was standing there a vessel full of common wine. And having put a sponge soaked with the wine on a stalk of hyssop, they put it to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is consummated." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. The Jews, therefore, since it was the preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a solemn one, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. The soldiers, therefore, came and broke the legs of the first and of the other, who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers opened his side with a lance, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he who saw it has borne witness, and his witness is true, that he knows that he tells the truth, that you also may believe. For these things came to pass, that the scripture might be fulfilled, "Not a bone of him shall you break." Nor again, and again, another scripture says, "They shall look upon him whom they have pierced." Now after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, because he was a disciple of Jesus, although for fear of the Jews a secret one, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave permission. He came therefore and took away the body of Jesus. And there also came Nicodemus, who at first had come to Jesus by night, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, in weight about 100 pounds. They therefore took the body of Jesus and wrapped it in a linen cloth with the spices, after the Jewish manner of preparing for burial. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, which no one had yet been laid. There, accordingly, because of the preparation day of the Jews, for the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus.